blasting off from kind of, I guess, one world that feels very alien to me to another, would be to talk about Mars and the successful missions to the Red Planet. You know, it's been a real year for it. We've had UEA's Hope satellite. We've had China landing their first rover on the surface. And we've also had Perseverance that's been out scavenging for signs of Martian life. So far, without much luck, but maybe, Chris, you can help us put this into perspective. Each landing site on our closest cosmic neighbour acts as sort of a little snapshot of what Mars looks like. But what if our places were reversed? What if we lived on Mars and we tried digging up more information about Earth? What would the landing sites look like here on our planet? Well, back in February, prior to the launch of Perseverance, Chris set up a project on Medium called Worlds Apart, transposing the landing sites of Mars to their respective locations here on Earth. Chris, how many landing sites are we talking about? And what made you come up with this idea?
Well, yes, Harry, good questions. Well, when I did this exercise in February, there were 8 Martian landing sites to play around with. They're all, in fact, NASA's projects. Other space agencies have tried to go and not succeeded. But 8 times NASA has succeeded in a soft landing. The reason I did this was that people kept sort of looking at these brand new pictures of Mars that were coming back, friends of mine, and they'd say, oh, it just looks the same as the last one. The sky's a bit red, the ground's a bit red, the rocks are rocky and the sand is sandy. And what is the point in going again? And I wanted to kind of grab them and shake them and say, no. Each one of these sites, I'm a geomorphologist by background, my PhD is in geomorphology. Each one of these sites is uniquely different. They just look the same color because there's not this kind of beautiful mantle of biodiversity on Mars that gives Earth such a range of kind of special landscapes. But so I thought, well, I'll draw attention to this diversity of what Mars really does look like by comparing pictures to the same latitudes and longitudes on Earth. I didn't know what I'd find when I first started this. I've never looked into this before. And it turned out actually 5 of the 8 Martian landing sites corresponded to some of Earth's giant oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific. And what I found interesting about those was that, of course, it was impossible to see any life. There was no evidence of life. I mean, there was the prospect of life because they were wet, unlike Mars, it's very dry. But there was no actual life visible. It was just these big kind of waterscapes. So 2 of the 3 locations then mapped onto our boreal forests in Bikin, a forest in eastern Siberia, and the Phoenix Polar Lander on Mars touched down in the equivalent place of Tuktut Nugget National Park in northern Canada. So these places give us a kind of glimpse of life, relatively sort of simple plant-like life, just mostly trees and bushes. And then the Curiosity rover landed in the only spot that was sort of equatorial, an equatorial rainforest in West Papua New Guinea, the equivalent of that on Earth. And this had a greater diversity of life in sight on just a random snapshot of it. But again, it was mostly plant life. I couldn't see any creatures in the sort of random shot I managed to pull out of there. So what was very remarkable was that Earth wasn't quite as varied as I thought it was going to be, actually, number one. And number two, there wasn't any sign of human life, actually. So I thought, well, how much actually of Earth have we kind of changed? So when I looked that up, it was like 3% of Earth's planetary surface is where we inhabit. Incredibly, you know, 7-8 billion of us only take up our towns and cities, 3%. But our outreach beyond that to sustain our lives takes up sort of 50 to 70% of Earth. And yet still these 8 points on Earth actually are so remote that they bear no marks of us at all. Even these days with Google Earth and Street View, it's very hard to get precise pictures of these exact locations. I had to be a bit more vague, actually, with where I was picking them. Anyway, we talked about this back at the beginning of this year on his Digital Planet show on the World Service, BBC World Service. And I pointed out at that time that the Perseverance lander, which was just about to touch down, this big, amazing sort of 6-wheel rover, NASA's latest one, was going to land on a site that was actually a bit more inhabited relatively to the place on Earth, I mean, in a place called Telangana, which is about 100 miles northeast of Hyderabad. So I've tracked down a school that was nearby in a place called Sawali, a little tiny little school, and a polytechnic in a town just nearby called Lonnie. And I reached out to both of them. I said, hey, but I never heard back from them. And apparently they're such rural locations, these. They don't have real reliable internet connections. So I tried Astronomers Without Borders next. And that network, which goes around the globe, had loads of Indian contacts. That didn't work either. So I'm afraid to say I still haven't managed. We're still one short. It was easier to get a shot from Mars than from Earth, unbelievably.
So there's still a little bit of way to go, but maybe potentially in the future, if someone's listening now, where do they have to be near? Where do they have to be near to help you out, Chris?
Yeah, well, okay. So if anyone is listening and is interested in contacting me, then so in about 100 kilometers northwest of the top of Hyderabad, that vicinity, please get in touch. I'd love to know. Equally, China, as you might know, touched down at Tianwen-1 lander for the first time on Mars a few weeks later. And coincidentally, that spot maps onto an area in southern China, extraordinarily, randomly, which is 40 kilometers southwest of a place called Guilin. So anyone up for a bit of a trek into the forests outside Guilin, please get in touch too.
Fantastic. That goes out to the listeners in Guilin. There you go. Get in touch with us and we'll send you over to Chris to give him a hand.